KZ8RUH. KZ8RUH from N8DBF.
KE8VSI.
Good morning, Greg.
Good morning. What's new and exciting?
It's just another day. Stuck in traffic, heading to the office. Just washed my truck off for the first time, I think, this winter. Maybe even since this fall. And yeah, just making my way way down south. What about you? I'll talk to you in a minute.
Yep, not too much. Just got done with a satellite pass for FT4. Still kind of working on that stuff, getting it all dialed in and tweaked a little bit better than when I first started. I had the thrill of it just making it work, and now I'm trying to tweak all the settings and get it perfected and get my logging right and all that kind of stuff. That's about it for ham radio. Not much else going on otherwise. Just kind of plugging away. Man, that must have been 130 truck.
Oh, it's not clean. Don't worry. I got like the first third of a layer off of it. Being on a dirt road with the amount of salt that's been on the road. It's kind of a bummer because I had every intention of buying this truck out after the lease because the miles. And then the market just fell out from underneath of it. Like, I'm like 10 grand upside down if I buy it. I'm like, absolutely not. That's General Motors' problem, not mine. And I'm just going to turn it in. So I kind of stopped caring about it. It's a rental. And in the ham radio world, yeah, I haven't been doing a whole lot. Just been busy, you know. Typical morning commute. Maybe every now and again I'll hop on at home, but very rare lately. Working with Sean on putting a high-profile node at the house. I think I was talking to you last time we tested it with the clear node. So we'll see when that gets up in the air. And other than that, man, not a whole lot. Just kind of been laying low.
All right. Very good. Yeah, that's a bummer that you're upside down on it now. So, well, at least you know you could have get a new truck. But it would have been cool if it was worth it. You know, it was nice to own your vehicle. But I get it. Yeah, it's kind of a rental now. Yeah, that high-profile node, yeah, that'd be cool. I don't know. I remember you guys talking about it. I don't know if I actually tested with you or not, but definitely would be a good thing in that area for sure.
Yeah, there's a couple hams in my area that I don't think have the equipment or the setup to get, you know, to a repeater reliably. A lot of HD stuff or small base station. So hopefully that fills a nice little void. I know, like, if there's myself, obviously that'll benefit from it. KATMR will benefit from it. There's another gentleman or two in downtown Elmont. And then there's that new ham, Wyatt, who's up in Imlay. So he should have no issues hitting it at all. But when we tested it, I had the clear note on there, which is, like, what, half a watt, not including the loss of about 80 to 90 feet of LMR 400 plus the adapters. But I made it 10 miles before I completely lost it. So I think with a high-profile node, that'll make a big difference and cover some ground.
Yeah, no, that's a good proof of concept for sure. What kind of radios and power are you going to end up with on it?
Talking with Sean, I'm thinking it's going to be 15 watts. So I think that's probably plenty, and that falls under the, what do they call it, the sniper pairing, to where it doesn't have to be, I think, coordinated or registered. I don't know the verbiage. I'm an idiot when it comes to repeaters, but he's kind of holding my hand through it and helped me get it set up, so whatever he says goes. We just have to, I gave him a duplexer. He's got to help me figure out how to tune. But other than that, I think we're about there.
All right, yeah, I know what you mean about coordinating with the Michigan, whatever, repeater people. We've talked about that before. So, all right. right. Very good. Yeah, well, you got the right guy to work with, and that sounds like it's coming together. Be interesting to see if I can hit it and now what use actually gets out of it. I think it'll be pretty cool.
Well, it'll be on the same antenna. The only difference will be UHF. You know, I don't know if you'll be able, that's a good question. I don't know if you'll be able to hear it, but you'll definitely be able to hit it.
All right, very good. Well, we'll certainly figure that out. Again, you told me your power, you're looking at 15 watts. Are you using one radio for this or two different radios? What radios?
Some old Motorola UHF radios, and there'll be two of them, so there'll be a duplexer. So it'll function just like a repeater, just have way substantially lower power.
Oh, excellent. Oh, that sounds really cool. And I'm assuming you've got all the equipment. It's just a matter of dialing it in.
Yeah, pretty much. Just have to get the equipment installed, hooked up to the antenna, and then I got to do the ASL configuration, which should be the easy part.
Yeah, you've got that pretty much figured out. So, all right. Very good. Glad to hear it. Haven't looked at outside, and I haven't even looked at a weather app yet today. So what's going on outside?
Call me crazy, but it's looking like we're going to have a sunny day with clear skies. It's 20 degrees. Roads are dry, so we'll see what happens. Give me a sec. I got a call coming in. NADVM.
KE8VSI.
All right, sorry about that. NADVM.
Oh, those pesky phone calls.
Yeah, they've been pretty bad lately. It's like nonstop. I don't know why. And they start earlier and earlier, it seems like.
Oh, that was work stuff? Jeez. Yeah. they'll never let you get away with a quiet ride.
Nope, and it seems like the, I don't know if it's just me or what, but it seems like the repeater's been kind of quiet this week, at least on the morning in.
Oh, I don't know. I've been not tuning in as much as usual lately. Usually I like to hit this the morning in at least once a week, usually on a Friday. It just happens to be that way. I don't know why. But, yeah, overall, things, at least from my end, are quiet. I haven't been doing much, not on any repeaters or the Who Cares Hub or anything. Just kind of been quiet. I had a buddy of mine, both of a couple of lifelong friends, his wife died, so I had to deal with that. So that got me out of the loop for a little while. So now I'm trying to catch up and see what kind of, what everything that I missed.
Oh, man. Sorry to hear that. I haven't missed anything on my end. I've been about the same. I've been pretty quiet. And there's really been a whole lot going on, honestly. I don't know if it's just the midwinter blues or what.
Yeah, I think so. I'm not sure how much we talked. It was in January. I did a trip to Key West. That was pretty cool. And then it was after that, a couple weeks ago, did that vintage audio equipment or vintage electronics show. I went with Sean and a group of others, Don and Casey Dave. Anyway, that was kind of cool. And I've been to one before. It wasn't as big as this one. It was kind of neat. So other than that, I haven't done a whole lot. It's just stuff around the house and living each day. You know how that is. We all have our routines. I have a very boring life.
That makes two of us. I feel like I do the same handful of things every day. Texting the guy I work with, I'm like, I think I need to take tomorrow off. I don't want to call it a mental health day, but I need a day to do absolutely nothing. And it's kind of like a contradiction that I have a boring life, but it doesn't mean it's not a grind of a boring life. So I just want a day where I can sit there and not have any obligations.
That I've got a handful of what I just call my daily duties that I do every day. if I didn't live very lazily, I could get everything done on each day in about a half an hour. That's all I would ever have to do every day. Your days are much fuller than that, so if you could get rid of the work aspect for a day, that would be a good break, and then your normal daily duties wouldn't be too much.
Yeah, right. So we'll see. I don't know if it's gonna fly. We got a lot of stuff going on. I don't know if you've watched or read the news at all, Monday, Tuesday, but things have changed in the workplace that's kept it busy.
KE8VSI. Yeah, just yesterday, I didn't really read the article, but I ran across something about a regime change where you're at, so I didn't know if that affected you or not. Hopefully that'll be something good for you. I don't know.
Oh yeah, it directly affects me. That was my commanding officer, so to speak.
All right. So are you like in a limbo right now, or you know what's going to happen moving forward, or just unknown stuff?
No limbo. Fortunately, that was made very clear. I was retained and had no intent of not being retained, so there's that. But just a big shakeup. That's all. A lot of legwork to do now.
All right. Well, I'm glad to hear that. That's always good news. I'm gonna step away for a minute, and then I'll be back monitoring and talk to you in a bit. And hopefully there's other folks out there for the ride in. KE8VSI.
All right, Greg, good catching up with you. I don't know if I'll be here or not. I'm about, I don't know, 5-10 minutes away from work, so if I don't hear you, good talking to you, and I'll talk soon. N8DBS.
KE4ZYQ.
Morning, Joe.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for participating in the workforce still. It helps to keep the wheel moving for the country and the state. Any money going in and productivity going out, that means the machine's working, right?
Yeah, something like that. I make sure I pay my taxes, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, not to get into a deep subject, but I was going to say, if our early ancestors that settled in the United States saw what we're going through now, they'd say, you guys are crazy. You make money, you get taxed. You spend money, you get taxed. You invest money, you get taxed. Every time you turn around, you get taxed. Do you know, not to bring up a bad subject or negativity, do you know that the governor, or at least the governor's administration, were considering a year or so back, they wanted to see about maybe taxing you on how many miles you drive. So you'd have to have a thing in your car, apparently, that would monitor how far you went, how many miles you drove, and then they charge you accordingly as if you're using the roads, which you already paid for, in your other taxes. They were seriously doing that. Do you remember that?
I do remember that, and I remember vividly saying, that ain't happening, so I'm glad that it kind of died out.
You know, I think Michigan, too, I think some places, I think it's Canada, if you win a lottery or win a sweepstakes or something, you win the money they say you win. In the U.S., and in Michigan especially, if say you got in a lottery or got in some drawing for something and you won $1 million, or you don't get $1 million, they'll take their cut off the top. So that when they tell you you won $1 million, no, I didn't win $1 million. I win whatever I win after taxes that you take off the top side. I don't know. If they're going to win something, let them win it, right?
Yeah, it's a bummer. There's always a hand in your pocket, and the same dollar gets taxed multiple times depending on how it gets spent, where it comes from, and how you use it.
84ZYQ. Well, on a lighter note, anything new and exciting? Anything in the works of anything related, ham radio or otherwise. Back to you.
No, not much. Been working on a little side project, but not pushing it too heavily. And you know, whenever it's done, it's done. But other than that, I've been kind of quiet, other than drive time, and that's about it. It's kind of a bummer. I got all this nice gear at home, and I don't use any of it.
Don't mind me asking, do you have any kind of a battery backup system with any kind of at least one or so solar panel capability to charge in the event that something major comes down, where the grid goes down and you got to operate? Back to you.
I do, actually. I've got a handful of backups and UPSs and banks and charging devices and ways to charge these devices. So that's one thing I do enjoy messing around with, is backup batteries or alternative power supplies.
Yep, KE4G like you. Well, I don't know if you're familiar with, but I'll say it anyhow, the EcoFlow Delta 2s and Delta 3s. 3 is the newest one of the bunch. And they're pretty reliable, pretty great, pretty good, and easy to operate and charge in three different ways. And I found the Renogy solar panels, 100-watt rigid solar panels, very good units. And well, the best out of the solar panels are monocrystalline, better than polycrystalline or whatever, better solar collectors. But it's nice to be able to do that. And I got to do it this week. I haven't done it in a little while. I run my shack off of backup power for the whole day, anywhere from 10 in the morning till 6 at night. And one time I only used about 2 to 3% of the battery drain on the battery as it was charging during the day with some decent solar charging. Back to you.
Well, you'll have to do that on field day, because I think there's a point multiplier when you use solar panels or alternative power, so keep that in mind. But I've got a couple Blue Eddy devices that I'm a fan of. They're going on, probably 3 or 4 years now. I use the crap out of them. They always work when I need them to, and it's nice to have them. But on that note, I am pulling in my driveway here, so I'm going to clear out, and I'll listen out on your final here. But good talking to you, Joe, and I'll talk to you soon.
Yep, same here. Thanks for the brief ride along. I was listening earlier. Didn't want to interrupt you and the other fellows, QSO, but good to hear from you. I'm glad you made it safely. Have a good day. Till next time, KE4ZYQ clear. KE38KJO.
Good morning.
Well, it's morning. I feel good. But it's cold outside, so it's not a total good morning. But anyways, good morning, Phil.
Phil? Wow.
I had the volume down. I am so sorry.
Oh, I don't care about that. Anyhow, yeah, just getting another later start down here, so I'm just heading out the door.
Yeah, usually I'm out a little bit earlier than this, but it's trash day, so I take the trash out and tromp through the snow and try not to fall again.
Is your trash day, too? I forget who else's trash day it is. I think it was Greg's, BSI. Wait a minute. Mine's tomorrow. I take it out today. Is yours take it out today, or is today actually trash day?
Oh, no, I take it out, put it on the curb, or, you know, side of the road. Yeah, today is, it used to be Friday, but then we have another contractor, so now it's on Thursdays again.
Okay, no, I take mine out on Thursday, usually Thursday evening, and they pick it up. They pick it up really early on Thursday, so I don't risk or Friday. I don't risk, that I'll be up and able to get it out. So for me, when I think trash night, or, trash day, I think the day I take it out, which is Thursday. But they actually, my trash day is actually Friday. So, never mind.
What are you going for, round two of the work that you did yesterday?
Yeah, they're pushing major upgrades to one of my centers and near here, and there's going to be some planned outages in it. We have to choreograph. So that's the plan.
Gotcha. So while they're doing the upgrades, you got to reroute everything temporarily until that's completed.
There you go. All right, I'll tell you what. I got to get out the door. I will cut you from the road momentarily. W8FU.
Burr. Wish this thing had a remote start.
What year is it?
I don't know. What year is this thing? I don't know, quite honestly. It's a previous generation Escape, and they got like 83,000 on it. Could it be a 2014? No way. That'd be 12 years old. No way. I don't know. I'll have to check.
Give me a second. I got a phone call. KTKGO.
Okie doke. W8FU.
I'm back. KTKGO. So if it's not a 2014, is it like a 2018, 2019?
I don't know. It might be 2019. I don't know. But it's the previous generation for what it's worth.
Oh, okay. Let's say if it's a 2018 or later. Well, no, because my son's got an F-150 2017. Has the Ford app that you can link your vehicle to it and remote start it.
Yeah, but the vehicle has to have remote start in order to, to do that. The vehicle doesn't have it at all, period.
Well, I thought if you went through your settings, that's how I used to do it on the TARC card, is there were settings in this, there's remote start, and I can set the option for the temperature control and how long it ran for.
You can, but you have to have remote start in the car. If you didn't buy remote start with the vehicle, then you can't do any of that. That's all part of that package. It's pretty standard on most vehicles these days, but it wasn't when this was purchased, and it just isn't present. So there's nothing you can app to.
I get it. That's one of those options you didn't use when you purchased it. Okay, I got it now. I'm picking up a truck, so I'm down. Hey, it's still morning.
Yeah, I thought about throwing an aftermarket in, but I don't know. We have it in most of the other vehicles. I got door locks. I can lock the doors and unlock the doors with the fob, but that's the extent of it. That was fairly typical for a while, and remote start was an option. Now there's just about no package, I think, where, I don't even know if it's optional anymore. It's kind of like power windows. Remember when those were an option? It's like, there's no such thing as roll-up windows anymore. At least I don't think there are. What if there's a vehicle out there you can still get roll-up windows?
Maybe a retro mod or something. But yeah, I remember that. Also, too, remember when the automatic transmission was an option and all cars were manual? And now it's the other way around. All cars are automatic, but you can have the option of a manual.
Yep.
So roll up windows, and I mean even air conditioning was an option if you go back far enough. I think air conditioning was fairly standard when I, you know, in the 80s. I think 80s that was fairly standard, but I know you get into the 60s and 70s cars, air conditioning could be an option. Maybe it was in the 70s that transferred over. Power windows, I don't know when that was, 90s maybe. There were a lot of 90s cars still had roll-ups, but they were transitioning. I remember when you wouldn't get power windows because they were unreliable. It's like, you know, I ain't getting those damn things. You know, they break and you can't roll your window down.
Oh, yeah, and when they first started, it was a whole bunch of gears and levers. You know, so you push it down, it was all slow, just winding down. Now you just hit the button and it slides right down because it's all a track system, or it's cables. But still, those wear out because it's on a plastic door frame.
I have to drive through right back. WNFP. I had to add money to my Starbucks card. Anyhow. Order in, now I just gotta wait in line to get it.
Triple cappuccino light foam with a half a shot.
Nah, man, I'm getting my quad espresso. Yeah, baby.
I would sip on that thing for the day. That's some really strong coffee right there.
Yep, that's my little secret, my secret order. It comes in a little teeny tiny cup. So you get four shots of espresso in there. And they take just a dollop of foam and they throw it in there. Just enough to make it interesting. So, very, very little milk product. And, I mean, I could just get four shots straight up, but I think the dollop of foam adds to it. Called a quad espresso macchiato. Most of the time you can't find it on the menu because it's hidden.
Yeah, I gotta find a place that does a nice French press.
Well, I knew one, but that place Toast in Ferndale, they also have one in Birmingham. They had a great French press you could order. And if we'd go there for breakfast, I would always get that. But last couple of times I went, they don't have it, so that was a bummer. I recently saw a single travel mug, which was a French press, basically. It was like an individual. Oh, hold on, I'm coming up to the window here. My turn. W8FU. And that's all she wrote.
Yeah, a nice French press. You know, medium roast. Oh, yeah. Maybe a, you know, foam on top, steamed milk. That's something that's very delicious. KCKJO.
Yeah, sorry about that. I was dealing with the traffic here. Yeah, like I said, I want to try to look into that personal French press that I saw. It's just like a travel mug, but it was a French press. You'd throw your grounds in there, your hot water, and then you'd, you know, do the press thing, and then you would just put a lid on it and take it, you know, with you on the road just like that. And then, you know, just rinse it out, you know, when you're done. I thought, huh, that looks like a good idea to me.
I do have an espresso machine. I just got to find all the parts for it. My late father-in-law's. But I use it once or twice.
I've had a few cheaper ones over the years. You know, I mean, when I say cheaper ones, just, you know, a really good espresso machine with all the proper plumbing and pressures and all that stuff can cost thousands. And you know, some of the, even some of the good consumer grade ones are pushing a grand. But, you know, I never had one of those. But, so I've had, you know, some of the more affordable ones. And they work pretty good. I've made some really good stuff with them. But, you know, they use a lot of plastic parts and stuff, and there's a lot of high, you know, temps and pressures going on in those. But I've never had any real problem. You know, they tend to work. I've always dreamed of having a really, really good one. I knew a girl that had one. It was a really, really nice one. And it was, I would love to have something like that as a kitchen showpiece. And then be able to get a really good, really good espresso-based drink anytime I want. Maybe one day. I got to make space for it, though. I got to find a, maybe I'll renovate the kitchen and make a coffee bar.
Well, there you go. The best coffee I've had, or they do really good, and it's almost like personalized, is Google. I have one of their accounts, and they have a coffee bar on the third floor, and it's run by a barista. And you can order anything, and they'll make anything you ask.
Does Google provide this to their people, or is this cash?
Oh, no. Nope, they provide it. They provide lunch and breakfast sometimes. And they don't skimp out on the ingredients. They take care of their Googlers very well. Usually I hit their site, my coworker and I, we hit right around lunchtime, which is around 11:30. And we'll fix the problem, and then we'll go downstairs to the cafeteria and have whatever. You know, whatever they're making. They do pizza, barbecue chicken. The one in Detroit had braised pork with caramelized onions on it. Man, was that good.
Yeah, some of these newer companies, tech companies, do stuff like that. That's pretty cool. And I remember way, way back in the day, my wife worked at Kmart World Headquarters in Troy, long gone. And they had a really good cafeteria, but it wasn't free, but it was like really cheap compared to, you know, you couldn't go nowhere and eat for the price you'd eat there, and the food was good. Another one that was really good was after they renovated it, Detroit Diesel. I used to love eating at Detroit Diesel when they after they renovated. Now, that's been years, so who knows, you know, what the state is now. But, never the coffee bar with all that. That's a newer development.
Oh, the Kmart Grill. Yep, used to go there waiting for my dad because he worked at Kmart as well. And, the grill. And then you got those sub sandwiches. I used to cut those up in the thirds when I first started with where I'm at now. That was 3 days worth of lunch right there. Oh, and the spaghetti. That was the bomb also.
Well, you got to the World Headquarters. That was a big deal back in the day.
Nope, never went there. But I used to just go to the Kmart Grill, the one in Cass and Grossbeck. That's for, what was that, Great Scott, the drinking store. So went there, the one at 15 in Grossbeck. My sister worked at that one. My dad worked at Cass and Grossbeck. And then he moved over to Sherwood and Outer Drive, which is now just dirt. So yeah, I remember those Kmart days.
Man, every time I look at this antenna on this tower, I just get butt pucker. The VHF stick is leaning again. Man.
spur is leaning, or just certain portions of it?
The VHF stick at the top is leaning.
Well, that's for another day when it's nice and warm.
Okay, just got parked. Now, I don't know if I want to wait here or go inside and wait inside.
All depends on how long your espresso lasts.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go inside, get set up, get comfy, get my computer opened up and get working. All right, we'll catch you in a bit. Travel safe and stay warm. After yours, W8FU.
All right, you do the same. Don't go outside unless you really, really have to. Have a great day. Talk to you soon. 73KCHU. Stuff I did yesterday is what we call plenum. So then we have direct aerial. Direct aerial is a lot more pliable than the cold compared to the other stuff, which joint is it is brittle. So thank goodness it was only 4 feet of, you know, 4 feet of wire that I had to pull through a pipe and then put it all in the weather boxes. So I think it'll be okay.
Oh, good. Yeah, I've done, you know, antenna work in the winter sometimes, and you know, the direct burial coaxial cable, you know, your 9913 and RG8 and stuff like that, that has the direct bury sheathing. It's friendlier when it's really cold, and yeah, some of the PVC, you know, some of the PVC jacketed stuff is not real easy to work with when it's super cold. Either wait for it to warm up or use something different.
Absolutely. I mean, you can run, you know, PVC and plenum, you know, in pipe underground, but it's not really rated for that because the pipe cracks, water gets into it, then it starts decomposing, and it shorts out, and then you got problems. That's why they made wiring called direct burial, which is the same stuff that your cable TV comes across or your telephone line. That's why it's black. It's direct burial and traded to be outside in extreme weather. And, you know, if it's in the pipe and the pipe gets cracked, you don't got to worry about it because it's watertight. And sometimes it has that silicone goo in it, which is annoying.
Yeah, I've experienced some various silicone glues or goos for ceiling connectors. You know, some of that stuff is, yeah, I get it. It displaces water and it fills up gaps and things like that, but it's, you know, it gets on your fingers and it gets on everything else, and it's nearly impossible to wipe off. This is counterintuitive to best practice, but I've found most connections, as long as it's, like, I'm thinking, like, you know, RF connections, you know, PO259 and things like that, you know, if they're outside, just make sure it's a, you know, good tight connection and wrap it with, you know, 88 plus tape, give it a good wrap, and, you know, I've taken those apart years later, and they're, you know, shiny silver underneath with no penetration, so you just gotta wrap it right, and you avoid some of the drawbacks of the goo. I know there's, for every success story, there's like, oh yeah, I had it wrapped perfect, and somehow water got in, and anyway, the coax, and the connector, and the whatever, and had to redo the whole thing.
Oh yeah, Super 88 is like one of the best tapes. I got a roll of that. Expensive, but well worth it. The other stuff that we use is like Temp Flex or whatever, and that stuff just either crumbles after so long, or it just, you get that black goo on the cable when you peel it off. That's about as bad as the silicone goo inside the cabling.
Yeah, I've been relatively happy with, I don't think it's complex, it's a 3M tape, it's their Tarkin 1710. And it goes through a lot of that stuff, and it's cheap. You know, the Super 88 is great, but it's expensive. And the other stuff is super cheap. And, you know, again, if you use enough of it, and you stretch it, and you let it retract, you know, before you do the last couple of wraps, so it doesn't, you know, shrink on itself and stuff. It's been pretty good. But, yeah, it's probably just for its usefulness, get the 88 and just budget for it, as they say. P-A-P-P.
K-C-A-K-J-L. Yeah, we use some of the white temp flex and smart cables and write, you know, with a Sharpie on there. We used to use wire labels, but can't find those anywhere, and they fall off. So a Sharpie and white tape, much more efficient. Good label maker, yeah, it's on there, it looks professional, but still the same thing. They fall off every so often.
say that Sharpie is probably just more reliable in the long run and simpler. I sometimes get annoyed when something that doesn't need to be complicated becomes complicated. And I think of the dishwasher. It's got a Bluetooth interface to, so that you can get an alert on your phone when the dishes are done. I was like, well, I guess that's cool, but it's wildly unnecessary. And it's just something to break. And, you know, and that's on the same board as something else. So if that breaks, some other functionality of the dishwasher doesn't work now. So, I don't know. I guess I sound like an old curmudgeon, but, again, it would seem to me that the advantage of the Sharpie is that it's simple and reliable.
Oh, yeah, I got a standard Sharpie, a wide Sharpie, and a fine-point Sharpie. And I've become pretty proficient about marking small cables. I mean, I can get down to 22.4 and 22.2. And putting in, writing something on the casing so I know what cable goes to which. Much easier, and you can read it.
Well, of course, the GPS is trying to send me onto an entrance ramp that's been closed for months and will be closed for more months. So, oh, take the entrance ramp. I say, well, no, it's not open and it's not going to be open and it hasn't been open. Why are you telling me this? As I was curmudging, of course, the detour is all backed up, so you're better off going down to the... Going down to the next one, past the light, and turn around and come back. Ay, ay, ay. I guess they're fixing the darn roof, you know.
Well, if the Lafayette one is closed, you can shoot down to the Jefferson exit, get out of the right-hand lane, get on to, Larned or no Congress, and then, backtrack up to the casino.
And so, still in Southfield, the southbound Telegraph, exit or the entrance to the Lodge Freeway to head downtown is on that little piece of 696 that's been closed under construction. So you got to do one of a few different Michigan lefts to turn around and hit that northbound. Get on the entrance ramp in the other direction. And of course, at this time of morning, that's what everybody's doing. I'm normally here at this time. So, oh well, it's a mess, but that is what it is.
Yeah, there's never a day that goes by that there isn't a ramp closed somewhere. You gotta do a double back. I mean, 696 is like that right now by 75. You get up on Woodward, you get up on Southfield, you get up on Telegraph, and everything in between. And forget it. You can't do it. There's those three major ones.
Yep. Yeah, that'll be nice when it's finished. What they've said, they've moved the westbound 696 over onto the eastbound lane, which were, yeah. So that stuff was repaired last year in nice shape. So hopefully, once that all opens up. But I saw something online recently that said that the 75 and 696 interchanges in both directions are all going to be moved up for repair. So. And exit everybody at Van Dyke and take them down to 8 Mile or take them up the Hall Road. Well, that'll be fun.
Yeah, I'm not looking forward to that by any means. It'll just make my trek even longer. You know, I left Memphis and I'm going over here to Commerce Township and it says an hour and a half drive. I'm going to downtown Pontiac right now, which is a thrill. Basically, it's a deal.
I think it's about time to turn the GPS off. I know where I'm going. I just need to follow the road. What was that about Pontiac? I know they're doing some construction there, but I missed that part. Sorry.
Oh, no, there's no construction. It's just traffic. You know, from the end 59, you got to turn left, and you got to sit at the stop sign. Turn right to get back on the Huron. And then I got to drive all the way up, you know, into Commerce. It's just the traffic is slow and nothing is done.
Yeah, that's always been a very odd tractor through there. there's a grand plan to reconfigure downtown Pontiac with respect to Woodward. So instead of the Woodward being a one-way loop around downtown the way it's been for ages, there's kind of a plan that's going to be kind of two-way traffic on both sides of the loop, you know, with Woodward heading straight up into downtown on the old Saginaw. They tore down some buildings, and removing a building and tore down the parking structure that, you know, sort of used to impede that. And I remember looking at, they had plans drawn out and how this was going to happen, and I remember looking at it and thinking, well, that's interesting. And I don't recall any details. It's been a couple of years. That's going to be a long, slow roll on that one.
Yeah, I know they tore down the community center, and the road still shut down. That was one of the places that was all the road, and that's still shut down. The center's gone, but I think the parking structure, they're still working on it. So that's going to be interesting. I don't think that's something they're going to do.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a pain, because that's right where I live. Well, you know, I live off of Orchard Lake Road, so I would take that to downtown, and from there, whichever direction, and of course, now you can't get through it. So, that is what it is. Boy, the lodge is busy this morning. I don't know, maybe it's busy every morning. I'm never down here at this time. But it is a lot of cars all going at the same time. Thought everybody worked from home now. What's everybody going into the office for? KAKD.
Oh, so you're heading down to my neck of the woods in Detroit, and I'm heading to your neck of the woods for home.
Yeah, traffic is just the inchworm effect. You know, it all gets bunched up, and then it opens up again, and then it gets bunched up again. And there's a technical term for it. I don't think it's inchworm effect, but that's what works for my brain.
Yeah, there's an easy way around that. I usually take M59 and Telegraph to Orchard Lake, and I take that up to Commerce Boulevard and shoot up that way.
Yeah, that's about the, you know, to get from the east, that makes sense. Take 75, you could, the other way to do it would be to take, when you get to downtown Pontiac, take south on Woodward and get on Orchard Lake Road heading west. And that curves around the Commerce Road. That would avoid some Telegraph. I don't know if that would be a net gain or not. It'll probably be just the same. A different path to get to the same place.
Yeah, this time it's taking me up to Elizabeth Lake Road, so I'll go up that way around the airport. Off of Commerce Road, right there by like Martin, I think is what it is, Martin Parkway. That trail there. So it's this way up pretty quick.
Your man, what?
I'm on the Warren repeater, and now I'm here at Cooley Lake and Elizabeth Lake.
Yeah, pushing it. I'm up at Grayley's Crossing.
Yeah, I'm up.
Think you fell in a hole. You need to be away.
KE8SJW radio check from a DV switch node.
KE8KJ giving you a 9.
Thank you much. It's funny, Sean set this up on my phone a long time ago and it never worked, and then I just hit the thing and then everything registered and connected. Thanks for the confirmation.
Anytime, sir. Sounds good. KCKJL.
WATD Mobile.
KCKJO, I will be.
I will if I keep hitting buttons here. What's up, Tom?
Oh, just got done in Troy, now heading over to Warren at 9 Mile and Mound to go figure out another card reader and then to the office look for wire for tomorrow's escapade in Grand Rapids.
Oh, very good. Grand Rapids on a Friday. How could you go wrong?
Be right back. Got a phone call.
Yeah, I'm only here for a couple, 3 minutes. Heading home from the office. And I got a phone. WAVD.
Couple of wild and crazy guys. This is WAEAP.
KCKJL. Back again.
KCKJL. This is WAEAP. How's it going?
Oh, you sound better today.
I'm on a real radio, man. TYT MD96. Oh, my. Mood sounds better, you mean? Yeah, well, in trying.
Is that the MD9600 that you're playing around with?
Yep, running about 5 watts on my hidden balcony antenna, about about 9.5 miles from the repeater, so 5 watts is enough.
Oh, that's plenty. Yeah, I got another one of the little ones. I didn't get what else your tech said there, but yeah, I got one.
Yep. And the cool thing is the old UV5R batteries are identical, so you can use all your accessories, batteries, and chargers. Even though the insides are completely different, the batteries are the same, which is cool. So there's a lot of aftermarket accessories floating around. So yeah, I actually picked up a big battery for it, and I remembered that I gave my brother the original UV5R years ago and the extended battery, so I could have just got the other one off of him. But anyhow, whatever. So I give my brother radios, and then he gives them away to his friends and relatives. So I think I gave him about 7 radios, and he gave all of them away but 2.
Yeah, let's see how my day finishes out, and then I can drop another one off for you.
Yeah, no big hurry or nothing. No big hurry. But just when you're in the, you know, in the area. Now that you should have my place memorized or waypointed on your GPS or whatever.
Yep, not too hard to find.
Yep, and your Meshtastics will connect to mine. Like I said, I got a couple neighbors, and when they're out there, I connect to about 40 different nodes, but when they're not out there, I don't get anything, so they're like the hop that I need. So thinking about getting another one, a base unit, or an outdoor solar unit, sticking it outside on my balcony, and keeping the other one just for portable. The one I got now is used as for portable use, like what it's made for.
Yeah, I left mine on the charger this morning and forgot it, so it's been at home along with the other one. So I am Meshtastic left today.
Hey guys, how am I making it in from Macomb?
Doing okay, Dave. You're a little bit compressed, but you're making it in.
All right, it looks like the CMN network disconnected from FBI network, but yeah, I'm out and about walking the dog.
Hey, you sound good here. Yeah, I noticed that a day or so ago, so as far as I know, they probably got some technology glitches somewhere. It'll eventually get popped back on, I'm sure.
Yep. Yepers, that's the Anytone, right? The new Anytone 890, Dave? That was nothing but static right there.
Yeah, I've got houses in the way.
You gotta put your All-Star node on the roof.
Super walkie-talkie antenna. We'll try it out. it's like a 771, but it's like 3 inches longer, so it's like an actual quarter wave, like 19 inches, like an actual quarter wave on 2 meter. You know, 5/8 over half on 440, but never seen any. Well, I've seen those tactical antennas can be longer than 16, but the rubber ducks usually end at 16.
He's out walking the dog, and I'm driving down Mound Road.
Are you heading down by 8 Mile or something?
Not close, 9 Mile.
On my All-Star note now, is it any better?
Like night and day, Dave, KCAKJO.
Yeah, I just have the stock antenna on this thing, and it's, 9 miles away, so.
And being on the All-Star is way better.
Yeah, I checked them about 8.2 miles from the repeater. I forgot they moved the repeater, so. I used to be a little over 9 miles, now I'm like a little over 8 miles in the repeater.
Alright, I'm at my next, at the next place, so I will be back in a bit. Okay,
get you. Catch you later, KF8S. Yeah, I'm walking the dog. The, note is in the basement, and I've done pretty good, I guess.
Yeah, took the antenna off my node and just had the dummy load, since I'm not going anywhere, and definitely can walk anywhere in the house. I even checked it out like three or four houses down, and it still worked. So, yeah, I'm running. I'm not on the All-Star now, but what I'm running is the dummy load on it.
Yeah, I'd say I'm about halfway to where Gary lives, so I'm about a quarter of a mile away from my house, so hopefully it's doing all right. Anyways, I will catch you on the other side. I'm just going to walk the dog here, and I forgot to bring my gloves, so it's cold. I'll talk to you later. Can't pay that.
Yeah, W-8-B-A-T.
How am I making in there at 5 watts? I'm probably about the same distance as you are.
You're sounding good.
I always leave this at 20 watts, just not knowing this to be safe, but if 5 watts works, why bother?
Yeah, that's usually the, not really a rule, but they say use the minimum amount of power for effective communication.
Yeah, it's written. It's there. I think it's a rule. It's not enforced. But I always took that as more for HF than for this.
Well, is it a rule, or is it just like something they test you on to be? That's what I don't remember.
There's something 97313 that says all stations must use the minimum transmitter power necessary to carry out the desired communication. So I mean, it's there, and it's written exactly as that, but whether, again, not enforced.
Very good. Okay. At least I remember it. It was a long time ago since I took that test. Probably should every once in a while go through the tech test and the general test to see what they added.
Yeah, I was doing that for a little bit. I kind of gave up on retesting. But, yeah, I'll let you get back to your walk. I was just chiming in here before I go back to work on lunch here. But talk to you guys later, 88OD.
Crunching the numbers. Talk to you later. Can't say that.
This is KFA FQN listening.
KJL.
KFJH testing.
KJL, sounds good. Who do I got on that end?
That's good, sir. How am I making it into the repeaters? Do I sound good?
Sound great. Clean, 5-9.
Okay, that's good. I'm transmitting here on the Southing UV-32. I'm curious, what kind of radio are you transmitting on?
Yaesu FT-300 or FTM-300 DRASP mobile.
Oh, okay, that's good. Yeah, that's a nice radio. I've heard a little bit about those mobile radios and watched a couple of YouTube videos on them. I was thinking about getting one of them. But yeah, I'm transmitting. I'm putting out about 10 watts on this UV-32. How much power are you putting out right now?
50.
Oh yeah, that's pretty good. I'm pretty sure, isn't that the maximum output, is that the maximum wattage that radio will transmit? Is that the highest power, right?
Yes, it's 55 VHF and 50 UHF, so it goes 50, 25, 5.
Got you. Where are you located at? I'm located over here in Roseville, Michigan, and I'm not sure how far I am from this repeater, but I'm curious. Do you know where this repeater is located at? I would want to know if you know, but where are you located, though?
I'm at 696 westbound, 75 north interchange, heading up to Auburn Hills. And if you're at 442.600 is your frequency that you're transmitting on, and that'll be the Warren repeater.
Oh, okay. That's good, then. Yeah, I mean, I was enjoying this. I'm enjoying this radio. I have been able to get into, like, some repeaters that have been super close to me, like this one with lower power, too. I am, I just started transmitting on medium power. I did switch my power because you did say I was coming in pretty good. I'm on medium power now. Did it make any difference? Am I still coming in good?
N-A-W-R-O.
N-A-W-R-O. Go ahead, Tim. And he probably got the dashboard up. You can help him out.
Thanks, Tom, and good afternoon, Ben. And no, it didn't make any difference. Your signal was good in either power setting there. Let's see what time it is. You must be getting out of school, I would assume. Curious to know if you might be able to make our net tonight on 147.2 VHF. 7 o'clock, if you can. Back over to you, Ben. Go ahead.
This is KF8FJH. I do want to point out to you, I did not go to school today. I'm not going tomorrow either. I got into a car accident on Wednesday with my e-bike, and I got pretty messed up, honestly, so I have to stay home and recover, sit in my chair mostly. I mean, it was not good. So I was at the intersection of 17 and Dodge Park, literally half a mile away from my school, and went through the intersection and got hit by a car going pretty quick, and I was left in the middle of the intersection, and the police and the ambulance had to come get me. It was not good, but I can't go to school for the rest of the week, and I had to go to the hospital, and I had to get like 6 stitches put in my head, and also got some pretty bad pain in my leg from hitting the concrete so hard. Back to you.
Well, by God's grace, you're here and you're talking with us, and it sounds like you just got some bumps and scrapes, and you're going to be back at your normal self, what, next week then? Or maybe the following week? All I can say is take it easy and enjoy the time off and let your body heal. And then you'll be good as, close to as good as new. KCKGO over to NAWRO, and then throw it over to Ben.
Yeah, this is NAWRO Richmond. I am so sorry to hear that, Ben. I was just talking to you the other day in school when you were demoing your HT. So, yeah, I know it's not fun recovering, but one could argue it could be worse. But I feel for you, so sorry to hear that. Go ahead, Ben. Over to you.
Yeah, it was definitely not a good crash at all. But I mean, I'm just grateful that I made it out like this, and I went home that same day. You know, it could have been much worse too. Like the accident could have been much worse. I mean, the helmet pretty much I had my helmet on, but it blew off my head on impact, so it was not too good there. Back over to you.
Helmet to save lives, and that's good. I'm very glad to hear that you were wearing a helmet, even though it's an e-bike or a bicycle. You know, wearing a helmet is a great safety option that should be adhered to. So that's good that you just got a couple bumps and bruises there. And I think because you wore a helmet that it could have been a lot worse, definitely. But yeah, tonight is the radio net at 1900 hours, 7 p.m. on 147.2. PL 100.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I definitely have time. My dad will be home. I'll be home. I'll be home all day today. So I'll definitely join you guys at 147.200 at 7 p.m. Right?
Yeah, that's correct, Ben. It's 7 o'clock tonight. You can just listen a little bit before that. We check in by mile road, so try to jump in at the mile road. And if for whatever reason you don't want to respond to the question, you can check in at the beginning as what they call an in and out, and that means you won't be asked to answer the question. We do have that website. Hopefully you can get to the website because you'll see the question of the week posted on the website. And this is assuming you're feeling up to it. You know, if you are, give it a shot. You should be able to hit... I'm not sure if you're going to hit Mount Clemens or Warren, but we'll find out tonight. I'm going to turn it over to Tom, and then Tom, send it over to Ben.
Yeah, I should be home this evening. I'll hit it on the All-Star Nose, or get my lazy derriere upstairs into my little ham table there and try to shoot it off my Yankee. I only did it once or twice. Twice,
Jim, so
definitely that's
going to
be I'm going to try that again. Over to Ben,
KCHKJ. Yeah, I'm on my, definitely feel good enough to be on the radio tonight. I mean, yesterday I was doing pretty bad. I feel much better today. I feel more sore, though, but at least I can, my legs are good enough to walk around now. I can walk around, I can move around now. I'm doing pretty good today, actually. You know, it's a lot better. But yeah, back over to you.
All right, there, Ben. I hope you have a speedy recovery. I hope to hear you on the net tonight if you feel up to it. No obligation, of course. Just you know, get well soon. I do have some paperwork to finish up, so I'm going to check out and say 73s to you. This is NAWRO. You have a good day. I'm going to send it over to Tom, but I'll be clear.
NAWRO 73 KCHKJO. Ben, do you graduate this year, or is that next year? I forgot which one you were saying last time we talked.
I will graduate high school in 2028. I'm a sophomore right now. I'm in 10th grade, but yeah, I'll be graduating high school in 2028. I'm 16 right now. Back over to you.
Gotcha. Okay. And I think that where you were describing, I know where what school you're at. Just won't say it over the air because my son graduated from that same school district. So that was, 2010? Geez, long time ago. Yeah, just kick back in. Like I said, if you feel up to it tonight, Join the net. If not, if you just want to listen in, just listen in. Put your radio up there, simple power 10 watts. That'll help you get into Warren VHF. And then I'll hope to hear you on the air this evening.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good. Oh, well, in that case, I'm probably going to say 73 for now. I'm going to go look at my... I'm going to go look at some things on my phone and make sure I had to take care of a couple emails and stuff like that right now. So I'll probably be back on my radio before 7, probably on this frequency, or either the repeater 11 and Shaner 443.550. I'll probably be on there later around 5 o'clock, but I'll say 73 for now. It was good talking with you. This is KSH. We'll be clear on your final.
KS8FJH. Yeah, have some fun on the double nickel there. That's right there and right around where you're at. Sounds good. Hope to hear you tonight. I'll be out and about 73. KCH Vigio, clear and monitoring.
KF8FJH, this is KF8DPZ. I just want to say that I turned on the radio, was listening for a couple of minutes before you guys all decided it was time to go. And I just want to say I am grateful that you are relatively uninjured, and I hope that your recovery is speedy. KF8DPZ, clear and monitoring.
Yeah, I'm still here. I appreciate that. Thank you very much. It was not good at all. It was pretty bad. I got messed up pretty bad. I had to get like 6 stitches in my head. If you didn't hear, I told NAWRO. I told him that I had to get 8 stitches in my head. Yeah, 6 stitches in my head, and my legs were both pretty sore from the impact. So. Yeah, it sucks. I'm recovering from it, though, and I should be better. I go back to school on Monday, so I can't go tomorrow or anything like that, but I'll definitely be back on Monday, and I am recovering pretty good. I feel much better today than I did yesterday when I got into the crash, so definitely appreciate you looking out for me like that. But yeah, like I told the other guys, if you were listening, I'm going to go send a couple emails, so I'll say 73. For now, and I'll be on tonight's net on 147.200. I'll be on you guys' net tonight, so at 7 p.m. So I'll definitely be there. I'm going to get to work now, like I said. So KS8DBZ, this is KS8FJH. I will be clear on your final.
All right, copy that. You go take care of yourself, all right? I do look forward to hearing you on the net tonight. And with that, I will also say 73 to you. And this is KF8PBZ, clear and monitoring.
There you go, Joe.
Hey, Asian Colin, go ahead. KCAKGO. And hello, Cliff. KF8PBZ.
I just kind of wondering how am I making this machine.
Sound pretty good. What's your call sign again? I didn't catch it right off.
It's N8WJL.
Hey, coming in pretty good. A little bit of static, a little bit of over-modding, but besides that, understandable.
Yeah, Roger. Well, that's probably because I'm only putting out about 20 watts, and I'm on the far northwest side of Detroit. Let me see. This machine... It used to be Link. Is this a Blind Beer or something like that?
Yes, this is the one receive site for KFBI.
Okay, trying to figure out what receive site, which one I'm probably going to, that's probably just closer to the northwest side of Detroit there. Go ahead.
Well, you have Warren, you have Romeo, you have Richmond. Are the three, Warren, Richmond, Romeo. There might be another one, but I'm not sure. But those are all linked to the FBI network. KGO.
Hey, Jojo. Yep, I must be going through the Warren machine. I must be going through the Warren receive site. Okay, all right. Just heard you guys in there, and now I got to talk to that other gentleman. I think if that's the one I was thinking about, that KFA station, I think I've talked to him maybe in school or something like that. I could be wrong, because there's several KFAs out there now, so, but I'm thinking that's probably him. Just him, N.A. Jojo.
Sounds good, sir. Just about to pull in the park lot to my office, so I'll catch you later, 73 KCA, KGO.
All right, sir. Take care. N.A. Jojo up there.
WNFU clear.
This is KFA-FQN listening. This is KFA-FQN, clear for now.
If we started seeing more
And I don't know if there's, are there a lot of 900 radios out there? And if there are, they're probably pretty expensive just because there's not a lot of volume, not a lot of use cases.
Actually, there is a fair amount of 900 in Michigan. You look, go to Central Michigan's website, and you look on the P25, they have a fair amount. I think they've got two over here. They got one in Novi.
We lost you, Wally.
I think there's three, I can't remember, two, three or four, maybe
in the
Grand Rapids area. So, yeah, it is, yeah, some of them carry the KC8 LTS badge. Some of them carry the Central Michigan badge, but they're all connected together. And the all the P25 system is connected to it as well. So if you're in the P25, VHF, UHF, no matter how you're connected to any of them, you're also on 900. You just don't know it because you don't listen to it. But same stuff, the P25 single slot or single whatever, the wide one, and 293 in Talk Group 1. But you're talking on Sean's repeater or Central Michigan's repeater on the P25. Either way, you're in. You're also talking on 900. Or at least you were. I think it's broken right now or disconnected. I think there was some problem, but I forget the word they used. But I think last time I had heard there was something that wasn't connected quite right. But next time the guy's in town, he'll fix it. Something's gone awry.
Wally, you out there?
Yeah, I just kept hearing a bunch of squelch tails. Was that you?
No, I lost the FBI for a few minutes. I don't know what it was.
That was weird. I'm on Richmond. What, you're probably on 2.6.
Yep, I'm on the Warren. It went down for a few minutes. I don't know why. I couldn't ka-chunk it. You fell off right in the middle of a sentence. That was odd.
Weird. Maybe a bird flew in front of the microwave or something. No, I was saying that when you talk on P25, any of them, they're all linked together. So you are talking at 900. Well, when it's working, you are talking at 900. Last I had heard, there was something that failed, wireline card or something like that. So right now the 900 just stand alone, but pretty big presence in Michigan for, you know, a frequency that's not used that much. Georgia, I talked to those guys down there a lot, talk group 555, and their whole state is all 900. All of the higher end hams are all on 900 down there, P25.
Well, that's interesting. Are they using Motorolas? Are they a lot of commercial grade secondhand radios?
I believe commercial grade secondhand radios. So yeah, that's what they're using, but. You've got an MD, you got a Pi Star and MDVM set up at home?
You got a little muffled there. Were you asking me if I had a hotspot, a MMTM or whatever they're called, hotspot?
Yes.
Yes, I do. I have I've had it for a while and have never really played with it. So at some point I gotta start working with that thing and figuring it out. But yeah, I do have one.
Yeah, well, when you get around to it, you can hit it with any digital mode. You can hit it with P25. You can hit it with DMR. You can hit it with whatever the Kenwood one is. And it'll take all of them. But when you set it up for P25, go to talk group 555 and just set your radio to talk to your Pi Star or whatever you got equivalent, and then tell it to go to 555, and then you'll hit all those guys in Georgia, very high-end techie guys. And then, of course, you know, the entire state system and all the talk groups there, 31, 261, 262, 267, you can talk to everybody in the state on that, too. That's kind of nice as well. So, but that's on DMR. But that, it's pretty amazing how well that works for as inexpensive as it is.
Yeah, I think when I bought mine, it was under $100, and I actually have it all set up. I've just never taken the time to talk into it and play with it. So I should do that. It has all my information in there and all that stuff. I even think I have it programmed into my DMR radios. I just never use it.
Yeah, well, it is an experience. I will give it that. There is some truth to the it's not ham radio, but you're talking into it in ham radio, and you can talk anywhere you want in the world via ham radio, and then and that DMR, I forget the worldwide one, but whatever it is, that one is like constant chatter. So it's kind of like having an HF radio without having an HF radio.
Man, it dropped out again.
Did you disappear again?
But I heard you saying it's constant chatter on the worldwide group.
Yeah, here, I'm going to try something. Just a second.
Okay.
I'm going to try going straight to Warren. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, I'll take the link repeater out of the equation. So, yeah, it's fun. If you get a moment, play with it. I mean, some people it's really their thing, other people it's not their thing, but, again, it is a pretty impressive device. The Pi Star stuff has kind of become obsolete. I forget the one that's on there, WCHP, W0CHP. Somebody else has come up with a better mousetrap for it, and that one's updated quite regularly and a little bit easier to use, a little bit more friendly interface.
Yeah, I've actually been thinking about picking up one of the OpenSpot 4s. That seems like a really neat device and very mobile. And honestly, that's when I do most of my radio talking and playing, is when I'm in the vehicle or not at home. Usually when I'm at home, I have a project or family time, so just thought about getting one of those. I don't know. I know Sean and Dakota think they're great, and a lot of people really like them, so at some point, I'll pick one up.
Oh, I believe they're a great device. The OpenSpot's probably the best of the best, but you're going to pay for it. That one I am not privy to. I am with the node, the Altair node, and the, now I'm going to have to look up the name of that one, but I can't remember what it was, WCHP or what have you. I'm going to have to look that up. But that one is, that's the one I use now. So, yeah, you can have fun with it. It does a good job. It'll cover your whole neighborhood if you're out walking around and you want to talk anywhere.
Yep, and, the funny thing is with the Central Michigan DMR network, man, I have figured out that thing covers most of everywhere that I go in the state. So, with, some gaps, but I went up north a couple weeks ago and used it on my way up, used it on the way down, and I was shocked how good the coverage was.
You're going to try to attend our next meeting Thursday night, not this Thursday, but next week?
WPSP project. Yeah, Wally, the WPSP project for the hotspot. WPSP. WAPPD.
KE8RUH, I'm back. I had to take a phone call.
Test 1-2.
I got that test. I think that was Wally. I'm getting that tail squelch that you were saying you were getting a little bit ago. I don't know what's going on.
How about Richmond?
I got you now.
Okay.
All right.
Sean's listening. I just talked to him on the phone. All right, Sean, talk to you in a bit.
All right, hold him all back.
Sean's listening now. I told him he's quit a couple times. He quit a couple times on me, too.
Yeah, that's weird. Hopefully it's something silly that just requires a reboot or something like that.
Yeah, you lost a lot of audio level on me, too.
Yeah, all I was saying was hopefully it just requires a reboot.
Okay. But anyways, I was asking if you can make it to the, if you're going to make it to our Thursday meeting next week.
That is my plan. I am going to be up north till Thursday, but the intention is to be home in time to get home, unpack, and get over to the meeting.
Okay, you're familiar. We got a guest speaker coming in, right? I take that back.
Yep, that is one of the reasons I want to really try to get there. That is going to be an interesting topic.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited about it, too.
Yeah, so my goal is definitely to make it, and I will be very, very disappointed if I don't. It will only be because there's a snowstorm or something like that, and either couldn't make it home or wanted to stay up there and see more. So intention is to be home, though.
Oh, very good. Okay. Well, I don't know what happened here, but you said you were having the same problem, so maybe it was a power outage or something.
Possibly, but hey, I'm pulling up at the house right now, so I will catch up with you soon, maybe even tomorrow. KE8RUH, and I will be clear on your final. Have a good night.
Pleasure as always, WAPPD.
Million Dollar Radio.
I missed that. I was multitasking.
Nothing, I'm just battling the, I don't know why everybody's in a rush.
Well, probably because it wasn't working right.
No, I don't know if I'm in range. I'm on the Warren, and I'm over here in Macomb, KFA.
Yeah, I just think that something happened and it got us all flustered. It, like, went down for a couple minutes.
Yeah, but, it was down earlier, too, so I don't know. Something's like, it's like there's gremlins in the machine, you know, tugging on the Ethernet cables or whatever. I try Richmond. I don't know if I'm coming in any better.
Yeah, that's working a little better for you.
Yeah, I was taking my one daughter to her dance class. It's over in, on the other side of the freeway.
You mean you're coming on to the east side?
I don't know, I feel like I'm already on the east side, but yeah, the east side of the freeway. Gymnastics, I got corrected. Gymnastics, not dance.
Yeah, well, you know, in order to come over on this side of the freeway, you need a passport.
I'll pay the troll under the bridge.
He usually rides his bicycle around the top of the bridge and is flipping people off.
I feel like I'm in a race to the next red light. Like, everybody's like, gotta go, gotta pass you. And then the light turns red.
And remember, you hold your finger forward on the steering wheel, so when you turn right, the finger trips the turn signal. And then when you're on the right, when you bring it back to the left, you use the same finger at the same time when you're moving. That's the time when you turn on the turn signal. That's east side etiquette.
Yeah, hit the wrong button. The other day I saw somebody riding on the road with one of those e-bikes. And he was going pretty fast. I was like, I don't know what he did to it. So he was keeping up with the car.
And I don't know if you heard it earlier, there was a young man on here, sophomore in high school. He was on his e-bike, and apparently he got clopped there by a car. So I guess he's down for a couple of days. But he was still able to talk on the radio, but I guess it was quite the event listening to him talk.
Wow, I didn't know that happened. I heard them talking. I didn't know that was what was the, wow. Yeah, you gotta be careful on those e-bikes. You can go in the firmware on mine and you can, like, make it go faster, but as I, like, I'm already, it's already pretty iffy going 20 miles an hour.
Yeah, you get over 15, I start getting scared. You're on a bicycle. I mean, good God, think about it. You're on a bicycle, and if you were pedaling at 15 miles an hour, you'd have to be in pretty good shape to do that any significant length.
Yeah, it's true. Especially if you go down, I don't know if you've ever been to Stony Creek. They have that downhill. You can get going pretty good, pretty good on a regular bike.
Yeah, well, you know what's a nice run is from Armada to Richmond and Richmond back to Armada. That's a nice run.
Yeah, I've been meaning to try that. I just haven't had the time to do it, but now that I'm up here, might be able to do that. But I've always wanted to go on that Macomb Orchard Trail. It used to be a train track.
It's a nice run. For almost three quarters of it, it's completely tree covered, you know, on both sides, so you're protected from the sun and the elements and things of that nature, and it's paved, and both towns are real bicycle friendly, so you could, whichever direction you could go, you could run from, like, I think it's like 7 miles, you can run from Richmond, go to Armada, go have something to eat, drink, whatever, turn around and come back, have 14 miles under your belt, and it's fairly flat, and I guess the nice thing about paved and protected.
You're talking about the Armada Trail?
Yeah, Armada to Richmond.
I haven't done it yet, but I did the one through Romeo, and I did the one in Stony Creek, and it is gorgeous.
Yeah, if you go on the other side of, well, if you were to take the whole trail, you could get, it goes all the way to DeQuenda, right? And then it turns into the Paint Creek Trail on the other side. I'm not even sure where it ends. I think it ends Lake Orion, but I don't know if it goes farther than that.
I've done it from Armada to Romeo and gone over the top of that bridge. That's a nice run, too.
I know.
Let's go.
Yeah, Macomb Orchard runs from Richmond to Armada to Romeo to Washington, 23 mile in DeQuenda. Then it goes over Oakland County where it becomes, I don't know what they call theirs, but you can, if you stay straight on it, it'll run you all, you can go all the way on it to South Lyon. There is a little bit of a surface interlude that you got to take, and I forget which town it is, but you got to kind of like, it stops and you got to kind of go, you know, half mile, get back on it. It'll run you all the way to South Lyon. And then just before you take off on that West Bloomfield, you know, direction, you can go north into Romeo or Rochester and take the Paint Creek. That'll run you all the way to Lake Orion. And then you got to do a little zigging and a little zagging, but you can get on the Polly Ann, and the Polly Ann will take you clear on up well into Lapeer County. I've been on that until it turned into you couldn't even see the trail anymore. But we got quite a extensive bike trail system around here, and it's pretty fun. I've been almost all of it at this point. And there's even more than that, but that's the ones I've explored.
Okay. Hey, Dave, if you go on and Google rails to trails, you'll see all the bike trails throughout Michigan. They used to be former railroad, like the one that Sean was just talking about. That's actually a former rail line.
He must be dropping his kid off. So it sounds to me like we're going to have a hammy event of a bicycle ride from point A to point B, stop and grab a few adult beverages, and point B back to point A. And yes, I am riding an e-bike, but it has no throttle, so I still got to pedal it, but I'm going to take an e-bike. Sean, your turn.
Well, it's a lot of fun. By far, for me, the best of them all is we park at the Onyx Center, which is, Parkvale and DeQuenda. We get on the Oakland County one. And we run that through downtown Rochester, and we take the Paint Creek out to Lake Orion. That's my favorite of them all, but they're all great. So they all have their moments. But that's my favorite, Paint Creek out to Lake Orion. Polly Ann's a lot of fun if you're daring, because once you get out north of Oakland County, it starts to get real, you know, it goes from a deep forest to, you know, you're out in the middle of a field, and you can't even tell if you're still on it. You can tell, but you know, the trail's like, am I still on it or am I in somebody's backyard? It gets kind of weird. All right, anyhow, I just heard you talking about that, and I'm quite familiar and got a lot of information, a lot of knowledge of those particular trails, so thought I would chime in there. But I will let you guys carry on. Sounds like people are on the road and stuff, and I didn't walk in all that long ago, and I'm catching up on a little couple of emails that I have to get out before I settle in. Hello, Tom. Hello, Dave. Hello, Wally. I'll be listening. W8FU. Dave?
Yeah, I'm just parking here. But it's all right. Yeah, I'll have to do some kind of like a bike thing at some point. What we should do is like go on Simplex and meet like halfway or something.
Okay, when the weather breaks, it's the plan. I'm stepping out too. I'm in the driveway. Maybe I really want to go play with my new radio.
but I'm sure that I'm going to get inundated with messages so that I've been ignoring for the last couple hours. Talk to you guys later. Tom, take it. WAVD. I'd say I'm listening out, but that would be a lie. Talk later.
See you, Sean. See you, Wally. 73 as usual. There's also, I don't know if you do the 5K walks, Dave. There's one coming up, I think, next month or in April. And it's in Columbus Park, and it's for rescue animals. I can give you the info and then let you know on Discord if you want. Did I lose you, Dave? TTO45. ACAKJL.
How you doing, Tom? PPR.
Well, hello. How's your tower project going? Any new developments, or is it still in the works?
It's going to be springtime before anything like that happens. Just hanging around, going for a walk right now. It's a beautiful day. Got taking the dog for a walk.
Yeah, no, the dogs just play out in the backyard. I'm in no mood to take a walk on this stuff. I work on it. Yesterday I was outside 90% of my shift. The reason I took us off rewiring two card readers and a magnetic gate holder. Oh, it was a mess. It was in a truck bay, so it was kind of chilly against that concrete wall.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure that's no fun whatsoever. Yeah, I had to get the battery changed on my wife's car the other day. Half in the garage, half outside. It was just freezing.
Well, the fake spring is coming in a day or so, so I'm looking forward to that before it becomes real winter again.
Yeah, I think I heard it might go up in near 50 the beginning of next week.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that because Sunday's a nice day. It means I can actually go outside and relax or do some a little bit of straightening up, I guess. I don't know. Melissa's has always got something in plan for me every day.
Well, you gotta keep busy. Of course. I'm used to working, but when you're retired, chores actually you look forward to them.
Well, when it's nice weather outside, I don't mind being outside and, you know, trimming the grass, or, you know, while my wife cuts it, I do all the weed whacking. You know, things like that. But when it's cold and miserable out like this, I don't like being out in it. You know, I'm out in it 8 hours a day, 5 days a week. I'm not thrilled about jumping out there on a Saturday to, you know, do whatever. I don't even shovel the snow anymore. I have someone do it for me. That's how much I hate being out in the cold.
I certainly understand that, yeah. Fortunately, I have a much smaller driveway now than I used to. Very flat, very short. I used to have a very long driveway at a very steep angle. I hated it. I'd never do it myself. It was too much. This one, I can get it all done with the snowblower in 10 minutes.
Well, I got the driveway to handle two cars, or my wife's car and my daughter's truck. She's got a behemoth. But it's crushed asphalt, so that would tear up the snowblower really bad. So it has to be shoveled. And then my neighbor, usually, he's got a new snowblower, so he'll buzz down the sidewalk and do up to my porch and across in front of the house and do the end of the driveway, you know, and then go up to our neighbor's, you know, next door to that, you know, because all three of us kind of help each other out. But then I got to shovel the porch and the back porch and then make a trail for the dogs. And that's about it. But usually I'll have the neighborhood kid do all the heavy stuff.
Yeah, that's good if you got somebody who can do that. Alright, I'm just getting back home here. And my wife just pulled in too, so I gotta talk to her. Catch you later. KPR, have a good day, Tom.
Sounds good. I'm talking AM. KJO 73 for now. There's another familiar voice.
Yeah, just get out of work and head north.
Yeah, I'm over here by the proving ground up here in Romeo, and go stop off at my buddy's house and pick up a walker that I lent him for his stepmom. Go pick that up, throw that back in the camper, and then homeward bound.
Yeah, sounds like you're closer than I am, though.
Yeah, we got done with work early, went to the office to pick up some cable for a run tomorrow. I think we're going down by Benton Harbor or something like that to go solve an issue that needs to be solved. But, then we did some LMS training, you know, some online stuff. And he and I know the cheat to get through the, just through all the videos and everything, so was supposed to take like an hour or two. It took us like 15 minutes between the two, you know, half hour total between the two of us doing two different modules.
Yeah, it's nice when you can breeze through those. I get some of those that are just so, the annual compliance training junk that is, you know, don't be dumb kind of deal. Boring and annoying to have to do them every single year.
Oh yeah, same here. We had to do, you know, in case of an emergency and this and that. And one module, you know, safety preparedness or, you know, for like tornadoes and hurricanes and floods and stuff. Going through the questions, I'm like, geez, it's like I'm going through some of the FEMA training again. Like, you know, whatever. Click there. 100%. See you later.
Yeah, you gotta be prepared for those Michigan hurricanes, earthquakes. Yeah, I don't know, a lot of ours are, like, some of them just don't even deal with our job at all, but because we're in engineering, everybody has to take it, and, you know, we're in body, but we have to take these trainings for emissions and stuff like that. It's really, none of the metal I make has anything to do with emissions.
Sorry, I had another radio go off. Well, yeah, I mean, it's dumb, I mean, dumb stuff. All it takes is one idiot to screw it up for the rest. And, you know, one of the things was, let's see, for tornado preparedness, says, how do you know a tornado is coming? It's like a big dark cloud making a lot of noise. You know, your windows are popping out. Geez, I wonder. What would you do in that situation? I said, run outside. That's because I'm a storm spotter. And make a report.
Man, you're really getting the blood pressure going on the bosses. Yeah. The big whirly sirens going off outside might be a clue.
Right. I mean, if it's bearing down on us, yeah, sure, I'm going to go take cover in the bathroom. Because it's the only safe place there is in our office. But besides that, it's like, you know, if I'm out here, I'm going to be in this severe weather. I'm going to be out there saying something. Hey, guess what I see? You know, but, you know, silly stuff like that, or for electrical hazards. You know, what do you need to wear if the voltage is above 50 volts? Nothing. Be careful kind of thing. No. You're supposed to wear a hard hat, safety glasses, special arc flash face mask.
rubber gloves and a hazmat suit, blah, 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 whatever it is, as if I was turning on a 10,000-volt transformer for 50 volts.
Yeah, those hard hats, protect you from electrical shock, apparently.
I said zap by 120. I mean, I'm not going to go necessarily go out there and stick my fingers on the socket, but, I just hope. But, standard line voltage for a POTS line is 52 volts. So, you think I'm going to wear all that crap to fix on the phone line? Properly, then it shouldn't be an issue. Like I said, I mean, the highest voltage I work on is 52 volts, 48 to 52 DC. And then you got the old-fashioned DSL lines, or the dedicated lines, those are AC lines, and, being poked by that is, you work and all, then you get zapped, that's like 100 volts DC. Doesn't feel very good. In the morning, I'll be around somewhere. Send me if you're on your final, KJO.
Yep, we'll see
what happens. K-E-8-R-U-H to KJO. Tom, you out there? What's up? Are you on Mack Avenue right now? No, I'm on Huff Avenue over here in Riley. Okay. There was a Johnson Controls van that just went past me with a bunch of antennas on it, and I was like, is Tom in my neighborhood?
Oh, that was probably W8RIT. He's probably messing with which antenna is better. I have four, but my van has a single 8-foot blue ladder on the roof with antennas, so that's how you recognize me.
Ah, okay, yeah. I'm two cars behind him, and there's one ladder on there, but I can't tell what color it is. That's funny. Is this your coworker that has the GMRS call sign?
No, he drives a Maverick, and I'm actually going to his house right now. But that is probably W8RIT, and I told him yesterday to try to get his radios in his van.
Okay, that's funny. All right, cool. Well, have a good, safe ride to your destination. I'll catch up with you later. K8RUH.
Good in the morning, Anthony. 73KCKJO.
Thank you.
KACHJOW8VD. KACHJOW8VD.
W8VD.
I'm full.
Marion was just saying we shouldn't have done the appetizer.
Yeah, Melissa and I are regretting it also.
Yeah, we're going to go run around the basement a few times. Maybe that or have her take the dog for a walk. What's the temperature outside? Oh, 22. It's a little cool.
Time for the treadmill.
She's not a treadmill person. I got an exercise bike. One of the Schwinn Aerodynes, one of the good ones.
The elliptical.
Ellipticals are fun too. If you're in shape.
I don't know, I walk around enough warehouses and buildings and stuff like that. Helps me keep thin. Keeps my girlish figure.
Yeah, I get that. Kind of quiet in here in this little town tonight. No traffic. Nice. Where are you, Tim? He's probably VHFing it tonight. Got to get him up here on the UH stuff with all the cool kids.
Or he's transcribing tonight's net or something. Yeah, this TM32 isn't bad. I mean, I'm impressed with the UHF capabilities, but not being able to hit the VHF inside the building there. That's kind of a letdown, but, you know, get what you pay for. I mean, I like the radio. Basically for digital, a little bit higher wattage. But I just didn't bring my other HD. I got a two length of KCHKJO for identification, but no, I haven't done that yet.
Had another 6.5 minutes. I was counting.
Yeah, it should only take you 5 minutes to get home, shouldn't it?
Yeah, a little longer. I think it's about 6 miles. Not bad. It's an easy ride. I've been corrected. Marion says 10.
Yeah, that's about us too. Actually, I got, what, 4 minutes maybe? I don't know, we'll see.
You gotta go a long ways tomorrow, don't you? Didn't you say tomorrow you gotta go to Grand Rapids or something, I thought?
Benton Harbor.
Well, make sure you stop and pop on wave high.
I always do. Every time I go by Papa, I'm like, hey, Wally's old hometown.
My name is still on the wall, the fire station. So they can't be too mad at me.
Yeah, but they probably just haven't scrubbed it off yet.
Yeah, it's in the men's room, too.
Well, at least it's not a line in the snow.
They've got plenty of snow over there. While we were having dinner, they had another structure fire, and about 10 of them are up north snowmobiling, so I'm going to go home and listen to that audio track. They couldn't have done that one alone, not with the 10 guys that we're missing.
Oh, that's scary. Man, I know how deep the snow is out there. I was at in Holland, or you know, I was at a track display out there, and I was in snow up to my knees, pulling alarm cables out of the snow because they were in trouble.
Yeah, what time are you hitting the road if you got to go to Benton Harbor? You know, that's 4 hour drive, man. That's 8 hours of driving.
Between 7 and 7:30. That's what I usually leave.
From my house to Papa's exactly 180 miles. 3 hours.
Yeah, that sounds about right. And we just follow the GPS. Just cruise on down there. You know, I mean, we've left at 7 o'clock and got to the top. We're around 11. Did what we had to do and left there about 3 or 4, got home about 9, so just thanks for a longer day, but also makes for money for overtime.
Meeting. Yeah, I get it, still. What do you got, a jail, a hospital, a grocery store? Where you at? You don't have to say which one, where, what one, but what type of business you head to?
One is the actual city, and then another one is Jet Place, I think, or something like that. Never been there before. I know we got just got to clear the problems that some other people created.
I'm making good time. I can see the red light at 26 on my 29. So I'm doing well. If I time this right, I could get there by the time the white's green. That would even be more better.
Well, I just pulled up in the house, and the dog's licking the window, so she knows Daddy's home.
Lost you a lot of low audio.
Yeah. Yeah, I just pulled in front of the house, so where it gets a little bit sketchy.
All right, have a good night. Take care, get some sleep, drink lots of coffee tomorrow, and don't regret your drive. And you're going to run out of stuff. 444-475, I'll send you the PL. NATH, great guy. Not very crowded repeater. Covers from about... mile marker 72 to about mile marker, oh, I'm going to say 55, 54.
Yeah, text me that, and then I'll text that in there to the radio when I get on the road tomorrow. All right, sir, you're probably a couple minutes out of the hangar, and I am going to get these dogs out before we have more than what's on the floor besides fuzz.
Work close. I'm at the part where I'm telling Marion to put her seat backs upright and her table trays stored and put away all her electronic devices. So we're at that stage of the flight. Take care. All those other numbers are supposed to say, hey, my call sign. WAV.
Have a good one. I'll talk to you in the morning. 73. CEC. Good deal.
Someone got home late.
I'm going to guess this is an Eric.
This is WAEAP. In person, yeah, I just caught the tail end there. I'm just thinking, man, 8:44? It's pretty late.
Yeah, we went up. And we're going to go to a nice little bar there that we like to go to. But it was cool night, so there were no tears to be found. So we ended up going to Ken's Country Kitchen, which is good. So hopefully talking, some eating, ain't too much, heading home. So you have a good night, sir. I am on the tarmac, so you'll be good. And talk to you as always. WAV.
Roger. Okay, man. Have a good one. Maybe I'll catch you out there tomorrow. I've been getting out here a lot lately. So, sure, I'll catch you guys out there tomorrow. WAVAP.